Bush and Gabby. Catch up.
Time now, though, for us to jump into our separate shower cubicles for some shower thoughts. Now, last week, because of water restrictions, we had an email from the boss and he said, look, could you just hold off on the showers, please? Even though I only have one a week, he was not happy about the amount of water that we use. So we went to sponge bath thoughts.
Yeah.
But then we got a lot of complaints. So he
people
had to
said
weigh
it was
up.
Very awkward to listen to.
Yeah, so we had to weigh up the options of either paying a little bit more money on the water bill or fielding a lot of complaints. He's gone, it's easier for me to pay the water bill.
Yes, yeah, so we're back in the shower this week, which I'm loving because it's a lot easier to clean yourself in a shower.
It is. You can get to all the relevant points, which is great. So it's time for us to jump into our separate shower cubicles once again. Let the gentle embrace of the warm water cover our bodies and see what kind of random thoughts that we can come up with. Of course, it happens to the best of us. Everybody has those random thoughts in the shower. Oh, it's nice and warm.
It is good.
Beautiful.
Snap.
Beautiful. Oh.
Do you reckon noses are in the middle of our faces because it's the centre? Do you reckon?
Centre. Yes. I got it.
had
a slow burn on that one, Gav. A slow burn. Scent. Got it. Smell. Well done.
Right.
Well played. Well done. Hey, I reckon people with bad spelling would have to have the best password.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you'd ask them for their password. They go, it's password. You'd spell it correctly.
And like, you'd be wrong.
Yeah. With a Q.
Password.
Yeah.
I was watching The Amazing Spider-Man on the weekend. I just thought, who cleans up all the webs that he leaves around the city? That would be a pain in the butt.
Somebody's just walking around with a broom going, oh, he's been here again. Hey, if toast retained heat, then I reckon the world would be a better place. Because toast goes cold way, way too quickly.
Yeah, it does.
It's not right. I just need it to be warmer longer.
Okay. When it comes to books, wouldn't it be so much easier if the pages were in descending order? That way you know how many pages you've got left.
Yeah.
Rather than counting up, it counts down.
Yeah.
It'd be so much easier.
Yes, that's true, Kat. That's true.
Unless you're reading Stephen King and then it's just depressing when it's 5,000 pages to go.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Wow. Hey, one of the most annoying things in life, I reckon, is having your headphones ripped out of your ears by getting the cord snagged on
something. Oh, I do that all the time. You get whiplash.
Yeah, such a first world problem, but still so annoying. All right, there we've got to get out. Yeah, we've got to turn the water off and towel down.
Talking Frances Abbott this morning, she was very single only 4 weeks ago and now she's engaged and we are shocked because she put it up on her Instagram publicly acknowledging the fact that her and her new boyfriend are engaged. She said 2 weeks was all it took to know that forever with you is a mighty fine idea and it's just blowing my mind. 2 weeks, I don't think is long enough to know someone well enough to commit to a life.
So 13, 12, 16, we want to know what you think about it. Aaron's on the line, mate. Is 2 weeks too quick?
Yeah, most definitely.
How long do you think would be sufficient time to get engaged?
Well, as things have stated that I've read, 6 months actually is the time it takes for you to fall genuinely in love. But in my opinion, maybe 10 months to 12 months is the minimum requirement because then you know everything.
It sounds very business-like, doesn't it? 10 to 12 months, yes, is the minimum requirement that we need to be together before I ask the question.
You know, I agree with that. I think 12 months or more is definitely a good time frame to get to know someone well enough to, you know, love all their faults, but, or at least know all their faults,
so you can then love or adjust yourself.
Exactly, but you can't commit to someone for a lifetime if you're still questioning those bad behaviours. Like, I just don't get it.
No, I think two weeks is way.
It's freaking me out. I'm not even part of this situation, and I've got like the sweats. Like, I'm so nervous about this.
It took me 3 years with my wife, and that still took some pushing in order to get there.
I reckon that's about right. And now we have Mike on 13, 12, 16. What do you reckon, Mike? Is 2 weeks too quick?
I met my wife and we got engaged after 9 days.
9 days?
Oh, my God.
How long have you been together?
We've been married for 38 years.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That is insane. Like, that is amazing that you guys knew when you knew and it's lasted. Like, that's incredible, but it still freaks me out. It makes me very nervous. Were you nervous proposing?
She said to me, what took you so long?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Ah!
9 days.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, was the what did the rest of the family think?
The rest of my family thought it was a bit crazy. Our priest thought it was a bit strange. Had us go on a marriage course straight away, of course. But we knew straight away. Yeah.
So was there then a long engagement before you got married, or was that quick as well?
We met in December, and then we got married in August the next year. But my wife wanted to get married in March, but the priest said no.
Mike, that is just amazing.
That is amazing. And congratulations for making it work 38 years. That's incredible.
It is astounding. As we get closer to Christmas, Gab, it's the season to be jolly, of course.
Yes, it is.
It's the season for scammers too, I reckon. Is there a season for scammers? Because they're kind of sending emails and whatnot
constant.
All the time.
Mm.
But I guess they may send a few more up until Christmas.
And this is where it would hurt the most.
Yeah. Yeah, and normally they appeal to your generosity and your kind-heartedness, so to speak. You know, they're asking for money, maybe for a sick relative, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I got one across the weekend, Gab, that's kind of a little different. I'm going to read it to you.
Okay.
It came in email form. It says, "Hello, I am Stephen Smith." Now, for starters, what is the captain of the Australian cricket side doing sending emails out this close to the Ashes?
Yeah, focus on your job, mate.
Exactly. Anyway, I am Stephen Smith. I've earlier emailed you without any response from you. Who would have thought? Sorry, that's my mistake. I should have emailed back. In my first email, I wrote about my late client whose relatives I cannot get in touch with. But both of you have the same last name, so it will be very easy to front you as his official next of kin. I'm compelled to do this because I would not want the finance house to push my client's funds into their treasury as unclaimed inheritance. If you are interested, you do let me know so that I can give you comprehensive details on what we are to do. Sincerely, Stephen Smith." So this time around, they've decided to go, you know what? I'm not going to appeal to your generosity. I'm not going to appeal to you being a nice person. I'm going to appeal to you being dodgy.
Yeah, and your willing greed.
And willing to put your name in as a long-lost next of kin, so to speak, in order to get somebody else's cash.
And at this time of year, when everyone's a little skint when it comes to buying presents for everyone and getting Christmas sorted, some people would actually consider this.
I am some people.
I thought so.
I've spent the whole weekend going, I could. We have a guy. His name is Pete. He is from the Hit Squad, and we've been sending him out on the streets to ask questions. Over the last week or so, he's asked things like the weird things that your kids have eaten. He wanted to know whether you like beards or no beards on blokes, and even your weird pet names. This time around, he's decided to find out if there are any words that people just cannot say. Gab, do you have any?
Oh, yeah, I can't say, the person that puts you to sleep, an anaesthetist.
Yeah, I'll be with you on that one, yeah.
Anaesthetist?
We have something in common. Well done. Well, here's a few more.
Hey, it's Pete, and today we're asking people what words they have been pronouncing wrong their whole entire lives. What have you been pronouncing wrong?
Remember. Still can't say it.
It's meant to be remember. You say remember.
Yeah, I'm a mess.
You are a mess.
I've actually been told I've been pronouncing my own name wrong. Like, I'll say it too fast. So I'll be like serenity. Like serendi instead of serenity. So that's pretty embarrassing.
Wow. Rob, any words you've been pronouncing wrong?
A chameleon is actually a chameleon.
Oh, my God. In the same token, a chihuahua is actually a chihuahua. Is there any words you've been pronouncing wrong your whole entire life?
Turned.
What do you mean turned?
Turned off.
Oh, like turn off?
Yeah, like turn off.
Hey, so I've been asking everyone around in the store today if they've been pronouncing any words wrong. Is there any words you've been pronouncing wrong?
Not really, no.
You nail it every time?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, so modest as well.
Well done, Pete. Christmas is fast approaching. I think it's 5 weeks. 5 weeks till Christmas, Gab.
It's not far.
Wrong? Yeah. Well, Christmas shoppers are actually being warned to watch the massive amounts of credit card debt that we're all tipped to rack up this festive season, leaving us with serious debt in 2018. Now, the annual spending bonanza is well and truly started, and it's expected keen shoppers are going to rack up $56 billion on the credit cards.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
That's just November and December. That is astounding.
Now, so it doesn't include New Year's Eve celebrations.
Nope, they have, New Year's Eve, yes. New Year's Day, not so much.
Okay. All right.
Now, they've done the sums, and with $56 billion on credit card, that turns out to be $3,342 per person.
That's a lot of money.
Yes. Well, I'm expecting somebody to pick up my slack because I can tell you right now I shan't be spending at $3,342 this Christmas.
You might not be, but your wife is.
Yeah.
She's got it covered.
Yes, well, she'll take her $3,342, leave me with $2, and have take my $3,340.
Yes. I think that's pretty accurate, to tell you
really?
The truth. I don't think going into debt that much is necessary. Like, you should probably be thinking about it a lot more in advance and budgeting towards Christmas. But it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me at all.
Nah. That is just ridiculous.
But when you think about it, like, if you're hosting Christmas, you've got to pay for all the food that goes with it, all of the decorations that you put on the tree, all of the presents. Like, it's not just gifts.
Pizza, last year's Christmas decorations. In fact, the last decade's Christmas decorations. It's all good.
Nah.
Yeah.
You've got to go all out. It's once a year.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.